Yeah, is Ken in?
There's Ken.
Hey, Ken, it's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Who?
Bank of Cardiff.
All right, what do you do?
We finance equipment and do working capital. Not sure if you remember, we spoke briefly a few months back about it. We had you pre-approved. You told me to check back in around August. See how you guys are doing?
Yeah.
Do you have any big plans or anything coming up for the fall here?
Oh, I got all kinds of stuff coming up.
Any equipment you're looking to bring on?
Yeah, I got some new equipment that I'm getting ready to purchase.
Were you looking to finance that or just pay for it up front?
Well, it's smarter to finance it.
You bet it is. Have you been looking around for that or...
Oh yeah, I have an invoice laying here on the table now.
Oh, perfect.
They want a half $1 million or so.
Okay. What kind of equipment was it you were looking to bring on?
Oh, it's the best. It's called the Lexon combine with a corn head and a grain head.
Okay. And then you said it was 500K?
Do I know?
You said it was 500K?
Yeah.
Is that new or used?
New.
Okay, and then you said you already had an invoice for it too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's the vendor you're going through?
Weaver Sons Incorporated in Pennsylvania.
You said it was Weaver?
W-E-A-V-E-R. No, wait, that's not right.
Okay. And then when were you looking to do all this by? Do you have a deadline or...
I can do it whenever I want to do it.
Just kind of shopping around then?
Well, yeah. Got to talk to my sons about it.
Okay,
I
see.
Got to talk about it a little bit more. Because, you know, it's really, you know, the trade and on it is, it's about $200,000, $170,000 to $200,000.
Well, would that be your return?
That'd be
your return on your investment.
Trade. That'd be the trade.
Oh, what do you
that'd
mean by
be
that?
In the trade, and the net proceed, the net would be $500,000. That's what it'd be.
Okay, then that would be five.
It'd be a net of five.
Alright, I see. And then what kind of return on investment would you be looking for on that? I mean, new machine would probably be bringing you, a lot more productivity, right?
Oh, yeah. No question about that. And the other thing is that you depreciate it.
Right.
Uncle Sam paid for it. What
are
you talking
about? Yep. What does that machine do, too? You said it was a corn grain head?
It harvests corn, wheat, barley, soybeans, and things of that nature. And we raise a lot of that.
Okay, I was just going to ask you, just to get a little, like, background on your business. You guys do turf as well, or just kind of like a nursery?
The turf, yes, we do, but we don't push it because it's not pushable.
Okay, right. No, of course. Yeah, I know how it works.
Faded out, so.
And then you guys also you farm a little bit?
I'm a land developer, too.
Okay. How long have you been in business for?
57 years for myself.
Oh, wow, that's quite the accomplishment. Yeah, that's quite the accomplishment right there.
Yep, I've been married 3 times.
Nice.
Got 3 children, all of them. The last one has got 2 more years in college, and the other 2 have already finished. So.
Nice, and they're helping you out down there, too?
Do what now?
They're helping you out down there at the business, too?
Oh, yeah, they work with me, yeah. Yep.
Nice. You started all up yourself?
1959. My dad had the farm, and I bought it from him. Yeah.
Nice. Quite the investment, huh?
Oh, yeah. I bought lots of properties.
It's a smart move. I bet that's been working out pretty well for you.
I'd have bought a whole lot more, but I couldn't get the funds to back it up.
Well, if you ever need any more, we can help you out with that.
So I had to do what I had to do.
Do you, pay for those up front, or do you finance those too?
What, farms?
Yeah.
I try to finance them. The processing and so forth of development.
Right.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know it's a process.
It's ridiculous, but that's okay.
Did you do all that through PNC too?
No.
Who is that through?
PNC is just a local bank that's easy to get to, that's all.
Okay, yeah, I have a UCC filing down with you guys for PNC.
Yeah, so it's a line of credit, that's what it is.
Okay, do you typically use that, or?
I use it when I need to, yes. I use it mostly when I'm buying and selling grain.
Okay.
All the year.
Right, right.
It's all paid off right now.
Okay. Good situation for you.
Oh yeah, sure. Because I got $1 million available to me anytime I want it. Very important.
Yeah. Use it a little, pay it off.
Yeah. So tell me what you can do, or send me an email telling me what you can do. I've told you just about all I want to tell you.
Yeah. Just one more factor too that we base that's in the process is sales. What did you guys do for sales last year? Well, what are you on pace for this year,
probably
too?
I know I paid tax. I paid close to my family and the kids and myself. We paid close to two. I don't know. It was well over $2 million in taxes.
Okay, yeah, so we'd have no problem getting that for you then. Okay. We also do working capital too, so if you ever did need any cash, we can get you that too. It is unsecured as well, so.
Well, if you want to send me an email telling me what you would suggest, I'll be glad to look at it and get back to you, all right?
What's a good email for you, Ken?
Do what?
I said, what's a good email for you?
A good what?
Email.
Oh, Warfield Bros. Warfield Bros, B-R-O-S. At gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Perfect. And then, when were you looking to bring this machine on, too? I know you just told me you didn't have a deadline, but you were looking for through financing.
Probably September.
Okay, so about next month-ish.
If I decide to do it.
Okay. Well, here's what we can do for you, too. With our process, it's just a one-page application and then the last 6 months' bank statements, so that'd be January to June. Then along with that is just a copy of your most recent tax return, so we can get the ownership breakdown and sales, like I mentioned earlier. But once we get that, we can get you some actual numbers to work with. I know you don't have to, take the money once, we get that process worked out. But, before we take a look at that, we can't really tell you, what specifically, what terms, interests, things like that. So the sooner we can get that back from you, then I can get you some actual numbers to work with.
Well, you have to send me a list. There's certain things that you won't get.
Yeah, I will.
You got a good reason for wanting them.
No, I'll send you the list right now. Right. And if you want to just send over the app, we can start working with that and get your file going. But
I have financial statements and everything. I do that. I keep them up to par.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I know you're on top of your stuff, but just letting you know. But I'll shoot you over an email right when we get off the phone, and then when can I expect this back from you?
First week.
First of the week?
Yep, okay.
All right, Ken, have a good rest of your week.